DC Tars, World of Gaelic Games.
Hello and welcome to the TC Tires World of Gaelic Games on Monday the 25th of March. Thanks to Frank Tynan for an excellent edition of Kilkenny Today, and Frank will be back on Wednesday for a review of the Kilkenny people and letting us know what's going on around Kilkenny. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll be looking back at Kilkenny's victory over Limerick on Saturday afternoon. We'll be talking to Kilkenny under 20 manager Mark Dowland, and we'll be also talking Camogie with Nicky Brennan and Pat Tracy, and I'll be running down through all the handball news. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Text us in on our taxback.com line on 086 353 7782, and that's Clune Tech Company, or you can message us on WhatsApp on 087 4011 887, or you can phone us on 056 77 62 777. As always, I'm joined in the studio by Pat Tracy and Eamon Butler, and Nicky Brennan is joining us remotely. Good evening, lads.
Evening, Ciarán.
Hello, Ciarán.
Hi, Ciarán.
Eamon, we'll come to yourself first. The Kilkenny great victory over Limerick at the weekend, and then begin to like this super value Parky Queeve.
Yeah, great victory, Ciarán. I suppose I wasn't at it now. I didn't make it down on Saturday, but I was at all the rest of the games during the league so far, and to be fair, it was the best performance of the league. And if you were to ask me on Saturday or Friday evening, I definitely didn't see it coming. And to be totally honest, I thought Limerick might have won it maybe by a couple of points or that, like, you know, that's what I would have said. It was my honest opinion coming up to the game, but all credit to Kilkenny, the way they took the game to Limerick, and they really laid down the gauntlet, like. And you know, you'd hear people afterwards kind of the thing in the media, you know, they're Limerick trying, or did they throw in the towel? They probably did, maybe with 10 minutes to go, alright, but up to that, like, Kilkenny really set the tone. They bypassed the Limerick half back line after the first 4 minutes. You know, you'd be saying we're going to be in bother when Aaron Gillan had the ball in the net, and they were gone 1-2 to no score up, but just the way they rallied back, and you know, the two goals in the minute really helped. And with Owen Cody inside, like, and he was able to be one-on-one with Sean Finn or Young Costello or Barry Nash, whoever it may be, a specific member of time, and Kilkenny really targeted the Limerick full back line, and it seemed to work, you know. It was just one of those days, like. I suppose it's probably Kilkenny's best performance against Limerickshire since we beat them in the semi-final in 19, like. And I think it's the first knockout game. Nicky was saying there yesterday that Limerick have been defeated in since that, in a competition in knockout hurling. So it's great to be in a league final, and looking forward to 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Nicky, you were down there. A brilliant, as Eamon said, we got off to the worst possible start, 1-2 down, and came back fighting then. And, you know, like, we took our goal chance as well, but we had plenty more chances as well. And, you know, Derek would be delighted with the action we had around the Limerick goal.
Well, sure, Ciarán, after 4 minutes when we were 1-2 behind, I mean, we were all saying, oh, this is going to be a desperately uncomfortable night. Now, the goal was a little fortunate. I think it was dropped. I'm not sure, was it Killian Buckley or someone dropped it? I'm not sure. But it dropped it, and Gillan, to be fair, picked it up well and buried it in the corner. Owen didn't have a chance. But I like the way Kilkenny came back. Yes, it started with a TJ free, but, I mean, once we started isolating the backs a little bit, and do you see, in fairness to Kiley, he was asked after in the interview, it was by the Limerick media rather than by myself, even though I asked some questions of him as well, that Sean Finney's first game back in over 9 months, Declan Hannan hasn't very much done. Now, they were certainly kind of struggling a bit, but struggling by the fact more so that they haven't had any game time, so they were a bit vulnerable. And Young Costello, he managed to get himself 1-1 with TJ Reid when that ball lobbed in front of him, or up between him, from was it Paddy Deegan, I think. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, the minute that went in, I said TJ will win this now, and there's a goal coming, because he just has a brilliant pair of hands. And Young Costello really was trying to win the ball when he should have been, rather than win the ball, he should have been stopping GJ getting the ball. So Kiley will have learned a lot now. The whole body language was very wrong for a Limerick lads for a lot of the time, and he bemoaned afterwards about the fact in the interview that and I would have asked him the questions about were they trying, did they want to win it and all that. He said absolutely we did, we wanted the match. I just remain to be convinced, and I'll only be convinced about that when they play Clare in a couple of weeks' time. It was a very subdued performance by Limerick, but a really good display by Kilkenny. I mean, Kilkenny did something, I think, that we've all been wanting them to do. Yes, they took the short puck out. They were generally in the main coming to Paddy Deegan, Tommy Walsh, maybe Shane Murphy, but the ball was then delivered at pace right into kind of space area or across the field as well. It was actually Limerick-esque type hurling in many respects, and those long long deliveries. We actually were doing very well on those. So I think we weren't as inclined at all to move the ball at short distance up the field. We got it up fast and we trusted our forwards to beat them one on one. And I think that's the way it worked out.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Pat, you were saying afterwards there, you know, just how much of a lift it is. You know, it lifts the spirits of this team. You know, they have been performing well. But, you know, a big win again, Limerick down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh is huge for this group.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, you're battling away and you're hoping you're doing the right thing and all the rest. And, you know, throughout the league, like, we've been up and down. It's the first kind of 70 minutes we've got out of the team this year. And that's a great thing. And the other thing was that, you know, there seemed to be a real purpose about the way we approached the game and the ball we were going to send into the forwards. Whoever was inside, there was going to be an angled ball to them, whether it was TJ or Owen Cody or Adrian Mullen or whoever it was, and that was a factor from early on. And you know, they kind of smelt goals and they went after them. So you know, you'd be very pleased that way, and that, you know. So it's great to get a win like that. As we say, it gives the confidence a bit of a boost.
Pat, do you buy into this thing then that Limerick didn't want to win it, or what do you think? Like, if we're going down, people are saying Kilkenny, we were going to get trounced, then coming over it, we're after a bit in Limerick, and lads are saying that Limerick weren't trained. So where do you stand, Pat?
Yeah, it's always like when you're going well, and are we going too well? You know, in the season, are we going too well too early and all that kind of thing? Look, the best way I take it is that it's great to get the win, it's great to be in the league final, it's great to be playing Clare, and it can only benefit us. Like Brian Cody always said, win every game you can, and that's always been the way. And I'd say Limerick they went out to try and win. It was the championship is around the corner, and that would definitely be on their mind. But again, you know, last year they went and won the league, and it was no bother to them. So I take it on its merits on the day. Kilkenny went out, won the game fair and square, and okay, the last 10 minutes, and you'd even see it yesterday with Tip and Clare. You know, the last 10 minutes in these league games, they kind of both teams, whether they're ahead or behind, they decide to give lads runs, you know. So and you take that in that context as well.
Yes, no, definitely, I'd agree with you, Pat. And and just on the Kilkenny panel then, you know, like, Kilkenny were still sharp, Mikey Butler there, through the ankle injury, then you also have Tom Field come back in there, you know, Mikey Carey with the hamstring injury, and then, you know, you're able to call on lads from the bench as well, like Mossy came on.
Yeah, you know, and all of a sudden, I suppose, it's the difference between a victory and a defeat, maybe in different games, or when you're struggling, it's amazing that positivity a win like that can give you at the weekend. And look at Kilkenny, have a strong enough panel there as well, and I suppose they've shown it, like, they've got to the last two All-Ireland finals, last two league finals, you know. So maybe sometimes we're our own harshest critics down here in Kilkenny as well at times, but you know, there was no cups handed out at the weekend now either, and no doubt Derek and the lad will have the lads ready to go for Clare in 2 weeks time, and it'll be a great kind of build up to the Leinster Championship then that's going to follow after that.
Yeah, it'll be, like you said, it'll be a brilliant test before you go out, like, and play in that Leinster Championship. You know, a chance to go down to Thurles there, have a ding-dong battle with Clare, and, you know, it's a chance to get more game time into lads' legs too.
Yeah, and you look, sure, like, the last 2 times we played Clare in Croke Park, we would have been comprehensive enough winners in terms of that, like, went up to Clare last couple of times, and they would have turned us over as well. So, like, Clare definitely wants to lay down a marker maybe against Kilkenny as well, and it'll be a chance for them to, for Brian Lowen maybe to win some silverware. I think he must be there over 6 or 7 years now at this stage, and like, they haven't won anything, like, you know. I think the last thing Clare won would have been a league under Davy in 2016, like, you know, for a team that's coming and coming, like, at the end of the day you need a bit of silverware as well, you know. You're going to be 26 years as well without a Munster title in Clare as well, so do you know that they're not awash with titles, and I'd expect them to go all out now to try and win this league title as well.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. And Nicky, just on the Kilkenny panel, like, it's brilliant to see the trust that Derek has in his panel and his players. You know, he's not afraid to bring in lads there and take off lads at different stages. You know, he knows what he can get out of each panel member.
Well, it'll be the bonus say, on Saturday that we were all kind of had our eyes kind of eyebrows raised a bit when we saw Jordan Millay picked at midfield, because we would have always seen him as a really strong wing back, but he actually was quite good. In fact, it was his catching of a ball from a puck out that led to one of the Kilkenny goals. He actually did very well, and in fact, now I know Adrian Mullen was more out midfield than Keane Kenny, but Kilkenny themselves bossed the midfield over Keane Lynch and Will O'Donoghue, and I think again, look at every day's different, but I just thought on Saturday they got very good, and I'd say the confidence that the young Kilkenny lads will have got from that performance. I mean, Shane Murphy didn't look out of place at cornerback either, for that matter. So look, there's a good few positives out of that, but I would say in relation to the results of the two league matches, I'd say both the GAA nationally and the SA Alliance themselves are absolutely delighted that it's a Leinster team and a Munster team, because notwithstanding the fact that Clare have probably their game is no question about it is a bigger game 2 weeks later against Limerick than Kilkenny's game against Antrim, albeit Antrim now a few players back. Nevertheless, both of them will go for it. Whereas if you had Limerick playing Clare, there might have been a little bit of a staged event, and you wouldn't know what way that would have gone. But now both Kilkenny and Clare will go full bodied for it, and it'll bring the league back on track, because both the hurling league and the football league has really come into disrepute in recent times because of the attitude of counties. And if I was an Alliance executive, I would be asking big questions: what the hell are we doing here involved with this competition? We need to, you know, do we need to invest as much in it, given that counties seem to be always talking that competition down? And it's been a problem for the association. So that's why I think there'll be a lot of people relieved in Croke Park and in the Alliance offices that Kilkenny and Clare are in the final, and they'll go hell for leather on it for the reasons that Eamon and yourself have said, and Pat.
Yeah, no, definitely, Nicky, I 100% agree with you there. Just before we go to the break, we have a text in here from Jim Rohn. Kilkenny played a lot better on Saturday night than the Waterford game. Thanks, Jim. And he also says that it was a well-taken goal by Luke Hogan. And yeah, poacher's instinct really, wasn't it? You know, following the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and even, I suppose, if some of the players had been on the same wavelength as TJ as well, they would have followed in the penalty and maybe, or the 21 and got the flick in before Barry Nash knew where it was, you know.
That's right.
I think the other thing too, Kieran, was the fact that while our supporters bemoan the fact of going to Páirc Uí Chaoimh because it's such a hell of a difficult place to get in and out of, the players actually loved the surface. Is fantastic, and Kilkenny will always play their best hurling on a good, well manicured field. We all know that it was tough in Waterford the previous week, and they love that surface in Cork, and it's not an accident that we play better when the pitch is better.
Yeah, there's some difference in it in Portlaoise. You know,
well, that's the other. You're spot on, Pat. Yeah. And we hope that Turles on Saturday week. Now I'm told that the Turles field would be ready this weekend if necessary, but the extra week should be a help. But the problem with the weather is there hasn't been much growth, so I don't know what they've done in Turles to bring it on, because it looked miserable a few weeks ago. So hopefully it's in good shape for Saturday week. And again, I suppose the big question is playing a National League hurling final on a Saturday night at 7:15. Why you couldn't have it on a Sunday at 2:00? I'm a bit puzzled by that, particularly when hurling at that level is not ideally suited under lights.
No, I'd agree, yeah, definitely. It'd be Sunday down in Turles would be unbelievable, wouldn't it? You know,
yeah, 3 or 4 o'clock, prime time and television and everything, you know, if they really wanted to push it, like.
Yeah, no, 100%. Right, we'll take our first break. Join us after where we'll be talking to Kilkenny under 20 manager Mark Dowlan.
TC Tyres, world of Gaelic games. TC Tyres, world of Gaelic games.
And welcome back. Just at 22 minutes past 6, we're delighted to be joined by the Kilkenny under 20 manager, Mark Dowlan. Good evening, Mark.
How are you doing, Kieran?
Not too bad, Mark. The under 20 panel was released at the weekend. Obviously, you knew yourself for a long way out to what your panel was going to be, but exciting times ahead now, just a couple of days out from the first game in UPMC Nolan Park against Wexford.
Yeah, we're out on Saturday, Kieran. Look, we've been a long time waiting. I suppose it's October we got back together and put a panel together, and we've been working really with you know, 36, 37 players. We lost Danny Glennon there through injury throughout that time, but yeah, working with 36 players up to that, and a lot of work done, I suppose, and now it's time to put it into place and try and win a few matches.
Yeah, and like you said, Mark, training since October, So it is nearly 6 months behind, you know, so it must be nice to just have that game coming up, obviously winding down now probably the last few weeks in terms of the heavy training, but it must be great just to have that focal point now to focus on after and show that all the hard work has been done.
Yeah, and look, I suppose, you know, time of year between October and right now, I suppose the weather hasn't been wonderful. It's kind of tough night to be, or tough time to be out training those nights, you know, with the weather and that, and pitch has been so wet and so heavy. So it is great to kind of see the stretch in the evening as well and coinciding with the matches coming, yeah. And, yeah, the last couple of weeks have been tapering it down all right. So we've, I suppose, any of the heavy training has done it well at this stage. So just all about just performing and getting a few wins under our belt.
Yeah, and Mark, last year obviously came up against this Wexford team. Do you know if there's much of a crossover between the Wexford team now this year and the team from last year?
Yeah, they have. I think their panel has a nice portion of players from last year as well as ourselves. And yeah, look, we've seen Wexford this year, and they were very good last year. Obviously, narrowly beaten in a Leinster final. And look, they're going to be very strong again this year from what I've seen of them anyway, and yeah, I'd expect a huge test on Saturday now from them. And you know, it's I suppose of any time they come to Nolan Park, it's going to be difficult anyway, you know. They seem to rise to the challenge of playing Kilkenny at all ages, so yeah, we're no doubt as to how difficult it'll be on Saturday, Kieran.
Yeah, and Mark, I presume we would have saw a couple of those players as well in the league with Wexford, you know. Keith Rosser would have been familiar with them as well, but have we come across a few of those at certain stages of the league games?
Well, I tell you, it was last year's under-20s really for Wexford that featured in the league for him this year. As far as I'm aware, and I think I'm right in saying, none of this year's under-20s have featured with them this year, but a good number of their team from last year have featured in the league campaign, the senior league campaign for them, yeah. But I think this year they have no 20s working with them in the senior group.
Right, and just for yourselves then, Mark, you mentioned Danny Glendon was out injured. Have you any other injury concerns or full panel to pick from for Saturday?
Well, there's a few knocks and niggles, you know yourself, Kieran, coming up to matches, you know, lads are, I suppose, you know, they guess sometimes might overthink smaller injuries and just out of nerves and tension and anxiety and that they might feel a little bigger, but no, we've a few little small things, but I think we'll have everyone when it comes to it on Saturday. Everyone should be fit for Saturday.
Brilliant, and meant to be some decent weather coming our way as well, Mark. Like you said, with the weather we have been getting over the last couple of months hasn't been hectic, and I know yourselves, even trying to get pitches for sessions and stuff has been difficult, but hopefully we'll get a nice day in the park on Saturday and allow both teams, you know, to show off their skills and talents.
Yeah, and the 19s are out there on Friday as well, not to forget them, because they had a great win last Friday night up in Dublin, getting off to a start there, and they're out Friday, and obviously then ourselves are in there on Saturday. So look, it'd be great to have a nice weekend of weather. I don't know what forecast you're looking at, Kieran, but I saw a different one, I'd say. There's a bit of rain, I think, this week, but look, hopefully it'll dry up by the weekend. And yeah, look, the park, we trained the park yesterday morning, and it was in Goodell Nick, so, you know, I've no doubt, in fairness, if there's anywhere to be, even with the weather, it's the park. And yeah, look, I know the lads will be looking forward to getting in there, particularly after last year the way it ended for us, so hopefully everything will work out for us.
Yeah, we must be on different sides of Harvestown, Mark, but we'll see, we'll keep an eye on the weather. But Mark, thanks a million for joining us. I know you're busy there this evening, so we won't take too much more of your time, and the very best of luck Saturday, and we'd encourage all our listeners and supporters, like you said, get out behind the under-19s Friday if you can, and into Nolan Park on Saturday to cheer on both teams.
Brilliant, thanks Kieran.
Thanks Mark, and that was Mark Dowland joining us there, the Kilkenny under-20 manager, Pat, and exciting times coming up, you know, the hurling is really getting going now.
Yeah, it's amazing the way it creeps up on you, you know, you just wouldn't be thinking that all of a sudden there's a fixture there in front of you, you know, so at least this year it's not knockout, you know, that they have your few group games, which is a help, and of course the minor will be coming up shortly as well, so it'll be all on top of us, and there's plenty to be getting on with, hopefully, you know, that they can keep the panel fit and going for the whole campaign, you know, you get to see, you need a few games to see to work out your team always. It's all, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, the knockout games in the under 20 AM, and it used to be tough for players, you know. Like, you'd hear the manager saying, you're training there for months and you come out then and, you know, it could be a slip by a defender or a sending right, off yeah, or something and that's your season over. So it's brilliant that these 20s now are getting a chance to play a couple of games.
It is, and, you know, since the change of the age groups, I think, you know, the more games they have, the better, rather than, you know, just the straight knockout, and whether it be 21 or the minor, when it used to be 18, like, you know, the lads are a lot younger at 17. Even though it's only a year, the development is a lot different, like, you know, and that's why you could even see with Kieran's this year, there's lads that were playing the senior hurling in Kilkenny, I suppose, that it probably stood to them, you know, that they would have been playing with their clubs for a year. Yeah. Going into that match a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think as well, as it's brilliant to see on the Kilkenny GAA social media channels and all, the panel and the clubs behind the players and
yeah,
all the people,
that's right,
know,
yeah,
who's
yeah,
involved
exactly,
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's brilliant to
that's
see.
That's important.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. Mm. Nicky, have you some camogie news for us?
Yeah, Pat was at got across to the senior game. I wasn't at the Camogie minor match, but just in terms of the Camogie, they defeated Waterford yesterday out in Dunmore by 12 points to 1-7. Now that means they have won at 2 and lost 1 in terms of the Camogie. Very defeated on the first day, but they defeated Antrim and they had now defeated Waterford. They started off with Katie Brennan from Conaghy getting 2 early points. Waterford responded with a point from Maggie Godsell. That was after 9 minutes, 2-1. And then Kilkenny landed 4 points in a row, 2 from Ciara Dunn from Tullerone and 1 from Ciara O'Shea from Wyngap and Aisling Brown from Dixborough to lead 6-1 halfway at the end of coming up to the end of the first quarter. But Waterford then responded well with player Maggie Godsell, who seems to be their main scorer. She hit 3 points in a row to bring the margin back to 2 points, and at half time Ciara O'Shea added another point, so it was 7-4 at half time. Waterford started the second half very well. They got points from Emma Fitzgerald and Emer O'Neill to bring it back to a 1 point game after 9 minutes. Then Kilkenny had Julie Lennon. Now she wasn't listed to start, so I assume she came on as a sub to make it 8-6, but Waterford replied again through Emer O'Neill, and that left it still at a 1 point. She got a goal, I should say, in the 21st minute of the second half, bringing the margin back to a single point. And obviously the tempo was rising at that stage, but Wyngap's Ciara O'Shea pointed in the 24th minute, replied by Maggie Godsell in the 31st minute heading into injury time, and that left 1 point between the sides. Then Ciara O'Shea, she pointed a free to kind of help the Kilkenny nerves in the 33rd minute for Kilkenny to win by 12-1-7. They now play Galway at home on the 7th of April. So far so good, Bart. The first match, which I was actually at, Kilkenny are doing okay, so they'll probably need to win against Galway also. So going well for the minors, and as I said, Pat then popped down to UPMC Nolan Park. Liam Kelly Rourke was there on Saturday, but Pat also saw it, so he can give you a bird's eye report on the senior match when Kilkenny lost out to Tipperary.
Yeah, that'll be fairly short. the low score, 1-1 to a point after 20 minutes, and Kilkenny got the goal early on, and then Tipperary knocked over, I think, to a couple of points from Freeze, and Tip began to dominate, took control, and a sideline ball came in. The Tipperary player fielded and cracked it to the net, put them ahead, and they were playing against the wind at that stage. Kilkenny backs held out for as long as they could, but there was very little happening from sort of midfield up. Any ball that was going in wasn't sticking and anything, so Tipperary dominated the whole second half, and you know, they were deserving winners, 2-12 to 1-6. I'd say, you know, Kilkenny just couldn't match them, and needed a bit of leadership in the sticky times, but it didn't seem to be happening. So a tough day at the office.
Yeah, and at least Kilkenny Pat in fifth place now, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're just ahead of Clare.
Yeah, big game to come now down Carrignore on Saturday against Waterford.
Yeah, and a big game just to get back a little bit of confidence, and then they'll have the Leinster Championship and then the All-Ireland Championship. So there's a few players to come back and all that, and those few experienced players are needed. There's no doubt about it, but Tip were good now. The only thing I'd say is that Tip had so much of the ball and dominated so much, maybe they should have scored more, and maybe they have one or two to come back, but looking at it, Tip were definitely a force.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thanks for that, Pat and Nicky. Now we're delighted to be joined on the line by Andy Comfort. Good evening, Andy.
Evening, Kieran. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And the brilliant win for Kilkenny on Saturday night down in Super Value Park, Cueve, and it's brilliant to get one over on Limerick.
Fantastic win, yeah. It was great to watch, and it reminded us all of Kilkenny's style of hurling, and plenty of goal chances. We got the goal chances, missed a couple, but I suppose the most encouraging thing was the way they were able to hassle and knock the Limerick lads out of kilter and get them when they came into the middle of the pitch there. They were hunting in threes and fours and forcing the errors, forcing the mistakes on the Limerick lads, and it was real Kenny style hurling.
Yeah, like you said there, Andy, I was fierce impressed with that as well. You know, when the likes of Keane Lynch get on the ball, he's normally the one, you know, to create something, but the lads got in around him and he lost possession a number of times, and even the runners that would be coming forward, the Kilkenny lads tracked him as well, you know, and stopped that force coming from the half back in midfield. Like, it was brilliant to see.
Brilliant, yeah. Kind of reminiscent of 2006 against Cork, you know. They were wondering, we were all saying, how are we going to counteract this running style, blah, 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 how are we going to do this? And I suppose work rate and hassle and, you know, tackling, first man in, second man straight in after, and it epitomised everything about Kilkenny. And hats off to the boys, the management. They got 100% right, got back to manufacturing goal chances. And I think we spoke about it. We have to get goals if we're going to win the All-Ireland. And it was encouraging there Saturday to see how many goal scoring opportunities were manufactured, and forcing errors on Limerick, and like, they're only human after all, and like, if we can get that style of hurling going forward, I think things can look up very, very quickly for the boys, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like, the people will be saying, Andy, that Limerick have a good few players to come back, but Kilkenny also do, you know. And it's brilliant to see, like we were just talking before, we're after speaking to yourself here, but the Kilkenny, you know, were able to call on players off the bench as well, and it didn't weaken any position, you know, it strengthened it as well at crucial stages of the game.
Definitely, yeah, and I suppose the strength and depth is what we're looking for, and lads coming in and playing well, and you know, these are all things positive, you know. And we and you off air, we always spoke that this could be a good year for Kilkenny. We kind of had a feeling, and like, listen, we're a long way away at the moment, but this is very encouraging going into the round robin in the next few weeks, and the league final. The league final is exactly the game that a lot of these players want, and get stuck into a national final, please God win it, and it puts them definitely in a positive frame of mind. And you know, they're after losing a couple of All-Irelands there in the last few years, the majority of them players, but listen, this is a very, very positive outcome on Saturday, and very encouraging for the team and everyone involved. And I think, like as we said off air, I'd be very positive, like a few little things, few little positional things, and the creation of goal scoring chances is definitely was evident there on Saturday, and is definitely a positive, you know.
Yeah, no, and just from your own club as well, Andy, Jordan Malay coming in there at midfield, I thought he was brilliant, and you know, probably maybe it was unlucky not for man of the match as well. I thought he gave that one of those performances, and probably might be a bad thing in a way, you know, just to keep lads grounded in that, but I thought he was excellent all through.
Yeah, very, very good, and he's well capable of doing that. Always has great skill, and like, I suppose it's just a question of him maturing physically. He has all the skills, he has the sidestep, he has the natural ball winning attributes that you need for a hurler. He's a natural hurler, and it's just a question of maturing and getting up to the strength of and the pace of it. But definitely on Saturday he showed little flicks and getting the ball fast into his hand. These are things, characteristics that we associate with Kilkenny hurlers, and like, he had the ball in his hand very, very fast. His distribution was great, hooking, blocking, and definitely he's after putting himself into the mix big time, you know. So listen, if everything is positive, I think, go down and play clear now and go for the win, and it sets him up nicely, you know, going into the championship.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like you said, and if you go down to Clare now, it's going to be a brilliant test down in Thurles, you know, against Clare on a Saturday evening. It should be a huge crowd in it, you know, a brilliant battle, and Clare will be looking to try get one over on Kilkenny after the last two All-Ireland semi-final defeats, and then we'd be looking to turn over. Maybe we would have been disappointed coming home from Ennis, how easily they broke through and won ball on our half-back line. So, you know, there's plenty to look forward to.
Oh yeah, well, it's going down, lads are saying, off, we keep it below 6 points, bloody blah. But listen, the boys gave the answer, and I think we have a lot to look forward to with the team. They're maturing slowly. This is a game that is worth 30 training sessions to get involved in a national competition against a solid team like Clare in a national final. It's exactly what the team needs, and please God, now to win it, and it gives them a lot of selection headaches. And if we get all our players, like we have been unfortunate with injuries there, but in the last couple of seasons, but if we get all our players, you know, fit and everyone to pick from, I'm sure we have a very, very strong hand. And it's actually after getting stronger after Saturday, you know, the players that came in after strengthening up again. So listen, it's going to be hard for the team to pick 15, but as you know yourself, Kieran, like nowadays it's going to take, as you said in your last sentence, it's going to take 20 lads to come in, 5 lads to come in and reinvigorate the whole thing and bring positivity to the whole thing, bring in an extra dimension. And we have them players now, I think, and get the right mix, and we have a big game to test another few positions and test the players even more. And this is what you want. I'd say the boys are delighted, the management are delighted to have this game, and Fair Houston was a fantastic performance. And like lads can say, Limerick weren't trying. I'm sure there was a lot of head scratching done after the game with the Limerick management. Like it was a typified Kilkenny hurling, you know, in your face, tackling in twos and threes, and the creation, as we said already, you know, at the beginning of the year, the creation of goal scoring opportunities, pace inside, strength inside, I suppose, was one of the goals with TJ, a bit of pace and following in. If you look at where Luke Hogan was, you know, for the goal, he was probably 40 metres out from the goal, and he followed it in and got the tap in. Like if he had stood outside on the 40 and just didn't bother going in, you know, he chased it up and tapped it into the goal. That was a fantastic goal as well. So goals are going to win it, and goals always won it for Kilkenny, but the tackling element and the twos and threes, hunting in twos and threes, is definitely a big asset to the team, and it was evident there Saturday.
Yeah, no, and that's a great point you made there, Andy, as well, you know, about the head scratching down Limerick, because you know, it's not too far out from the championship now. They're going to have to go down to Ennis and then followed by a trip to Páirc Uí. And what I'd say the worrying point for John Kiely, I know this was low scoring from him, but also just the physicality, that Kilkenny seemed to be able to match their physicality. And that's one thing that Limerick had over teams. And I don't know, would you be able to turn it around in this short space of time to get that physicality element back into him? It looks like teams have caught up on him a bit that way.
Yeah, and Kilkenny look a big, stronger team. Look on man for man there Saturday. Look to be all bulking up and getting stronger up to the physicality. But also, like, I'd say it's worrying for them in that a lot of their marquee players had to be called ashore, and that's not very good, you know. You'd be looking for leadership from the likes of the lads that were taken off, and you just didn't have it, you know. So are they running out of petrol? These are all questions that they're going to ask, and, like, it's no use. Teams have to ask them questions of them. Have they got the petrol? Have they got the desire? You know, on Saturday night they obviously didn't, and I don't know whether you can turn it on and turn it on, switch it on and switch it off, but that's a major factor when teams get complacent and two or three lads, you know, just say, oh listen, we have 4-1, I'm kind of sick of it, I want to go to the golf course, you know, instead of going to training. And that brings down two guys is 15%. So you're in troubled waters if these kind of things happen, and I'd say they're very, very worried at the moment. But listen, I wouldn't be looking over the fence at them. I think Kilkenny have a lot to be positive about, and have a league final that's only up the road. There'll be no excuse to go into it. Hopefully the crowd turn up and support them. And listen, we have something, I think, as we said in January, we set off here, I think it could be a great year, and this is a big stepping stone for the team. And like in the physical stakes, as we said, listen, they matched them, so the team takes a couple of years to mature and to strengthen up. So this is the team, this is their time now, I think.
Yeah, no, fingers crossed, Andy, and like you said, get, we urge everyone in, get in behind the team, you know, and get down to Thurles Saturday 2 weeks and support the team. And you know, it's a national final at the end of the day, same as last year, and we were defeated in it. It'd be nice to get one under our belt. And you know, we're in the final of every competition last year, the league final, we won the Leinster, and we're in the last game then in the All-Ireland final. So this team have been on a great journey. Like you said, it'd be brilliant if they could just get this league under the under their belt, get on then into Leinster, and hopefully get through Leinster and progress on to the All-Ireland series then. So
yeah, and Nicky, I tell you there, like in AC2, like Kenny won the league after a bad run there for a few years. I know we're going back in the archives, but Nicky would be the first to tell you, like, it was a very important competition for that particular team to win in AC1, and they won it, and then they went on and won, you know, or sorry, in 82 league, and then they won the 82 All-Ireland in 83. Like, so listen, you kind of throw cold water on a league, but I think it's a very important competition as well, and psychologically for the players to win that final would be excellent. And you know, you have to sow the seed first before you can grow a tree. So listen, I think myself, it's a very important game, and I wish the boys the best of luck, and like if you come on ticking fast now, so hopefully I'll get all the injuries cleared up and get all the players that are injured at the moment, hopefully they'll get back and freshened up. And so listen, everything is positive, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely, Andy. Thanks a million for joining us tonight, Andy. We might touch base here next week. We'll see.
If
we're on with Easter Monday, we could be in Fairy House, but we in touch anyway, Andy. Thanks a million for joining us this evening.
No problem, Ciarán. Thanks very much. Okay.
Thanks,
cheers.
Andy.
Bye-bye.
And that was
bye.
Andy Comfort joining us as always on Monday evening. Right, we'll take our second break. Join us after where we have a good few texts to get through, and we'll also be running down through the handball news and looking back at the other handball or hurling action over the weekend.
TC Tires, World of Gaelic Games. TC Tires, World of Gaelic Games.
And welcome back, Ash. Just shy of 10 to 7. We just run down through some handball news in the Senior All-Ireland Championship at the weekend. Patrick Function, who won his last 16 game, had to face into the number one seed, Robbie McCarthy. He put up an excellent show against Robbie McCarthy, lost the first 21-12 and then lost the second 21-4-5. But it was a brilliant game to watch. Patrick tried everything against Robbie McCarthy, but Robbie McCarthy just proved to be too strong on the day, and he went on the next day then and bet David Welsh in the semi-final. So he now faces Paul Brady in the final, so first senior singles final for Paul Brady since 2013, so that should be a brilliant mouth-watering game between the two players, so that'll be one to look forward to now. Paul Brady now 44 years of age, but he was in unbelievable form there yesterday when he dismantled Dermot Nash from Clare, who won the All-Ireland 2 years ago. So brilliant game to watch, and some excellent coverage there on TG4 as well of the handball over the weekend and all weekend as well. Some fixtures then in the minor singles on the 27th, which is Wednesday night. Noah Minogue takes on Joshua Roach. Then on the 29th, on Friday, Owen Brennan takes on Jack Dyle in an All Kilkenny final. Owen Brennan from the Kells Club and Jack Dyle from Wyngap, doubles partners there, lost out very narrowly in the Leinster semi-final, but they face each other now, and some fine victories along the way, so that should be a cracking game in O'Loughlin Gales on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Then on the Masters B singles final, Anthony Martin takes on Kieran Galogley, and that's on Saturday the 30th. And then there's a fixture due to be played between Noel Dowland and Amy Brennan in the ladies intermediate singles. And then in the senior singles on the 27th, also in Tinrailand, after the minor singles Leinster final, Peter Function takes on Kevin Diggins in the Leinster senior singles. That competition just goes to the Leinster. It's a separate competition then for the All-Ireland series. And then in the intermediate singles, myself and Kyle Jordan will be doing battle tomorrow evening in O'Loughlin Gales. Then in other handball news, in the recent All-Ireland doubles competitions, there was a Callum man representing Cork in the Diamond Masters B doubles, John Lanes from the originally from Callan, played in the doubles with his partner, but they lost out to Mayo up in Croke Park. But great to see John still playing away and enjoying the game and getting up to Croke Park then as well. And unfortunately, he lost out to Mayo, but it's brilliant to see a Kilkenny man still playing away down in Cork. So hard luck to John. And then also up in Croke Park, it was brilliant to see John Downey from the Talbot Inch Club refereeing games up there. John would have moved to Dublin when he was younger. Brother Eugene would have won senior All-Irelands with Michael Duxie Welsh. So it was brilliant to see John still active up there in Dublin as well and refereeing the juvenile games. And there's also some juvenile championships being played, and the Junior B singles was looking like it could be an All Kilkenny final, but Paddy Delaney lost out to Trey Flanagan from the Kells Club and Meath, but James Purcell came through the other side, so James Purcell is in the Junior B singles final. So the Kilkenny are represented in all the adult grades, which is brilliant to see, from Junior B singles, Junior singles, Intermediate singles, the Minor singles, and then obviously the Senior singles as well. So Kilkenny are contesting all those finals, which is brilliant to see, and a testament to the work that's being done around the county. Right, we have a good few texts in tonight. We'll try to get through them here. We have one in here from Thomas. It says, interesting that Kilkenny didn't arrive onto the pitch until 20 minutes before throwing. We do seem to be lasting the 70 minutes better so far this year. What do you think, Eamon?
I didn't really take much notice of that, Kieran. I suppose I thought we struggled against Offaly in the first half, but came into it probably in the second half, so that's probably it there. And against Waterford, I suppose probably the same. We're 4 or 5 points down in the second half, so I suppose it is a good way of looking at it. We're kind of finishing strong, like, and probably is that's probably a good observation there.
We're finishing all right. It's getting that 70 minutes, and I thought we sort of got it first time now, there last Saturday night. And they're working hard, and you see there's changes to the team every day, and that's it's hard to get consistency then. So you know that's what you're kind of looking for, a bit more consistency, and maybe the team settling down a bit more, you'll get it more, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have another text in here from Eamon and Mooneen Raw. Good evening, lads. Could I say well done on Saturday? The win reminded me of the 06 All-Ireland final versus Cork. We got 3 good goals, should have scored 3 more, but we can't be happy with just 7 points from play. Finally, we now have to include James Owens in the group of referees who show dislike for Kilkenny. We have Kelly McGrath, Roach from Tip and Wadding from Waterford. These refs are ruling games, stacking the club final books. Hugh Lawler very early and made his job impossible. And that's from Eamon and Mooneen Raw. What do you think, Nicky?
Well, look, I happen to know who Eamon is, but I won't say who he is. But James Owens can be a bit finicky at times, all right, you know. But look, I couldn't see on Saturday night the Aon Cody thing. Now, a number of people said it was harsh. Those who weren't at the match had the benefit of television replay, so I just didn't know. I think the Peter Casey one, having seen it on TV, was an easy decision. But the difference really is that Peter Casey's going to be missing now from the Clare match, and John Kiley won't like that, because he badly need him. He's a key player. And Kilkenny played very well Saturday night, to be fair. They were intent from the early stages, even if things go well in the first 4 minutes. So I think Kilkenny's intentions were clear. They really wanted for it. I'm not sure, despite everything John Kiley says, that they were all on the one wavelength. Maybe Kiley wanted it, but the mood among the mood signs from the Limerick players was different. So I would just caution everything. We're going well. We're getting more players on board. There's confidence building up into the Kilkenny side. I think it was Andy said it earlier. I think we just have to look at this on the Kilkenny side, and we'll look back on last Saturday night's game when we see Limerick against Clare, and we'll know if Limerick they'll be in the right frame of mind for Clare. But irrespective of the league final, what way will they play when it goes out on the field? Will they be able to have the same dominant approach? Remember, Ennis is a tighter pitch and everything, crowd on top of you a bit more, not as big a crowd as the Gaelic grounds. So look, we won't know about Limerick until we see them against Clare, but right now we're only concerned with ourselves and how we go out against Clare. And we do need to perform against Clare. It'd be brilliant to win the league, and I hope we do, because there's nothing be better than going into the Leinster Championship as league champions.
Yeah, no, definitely, Nicky. Eamon, we have another text in here from Anne in Stonyford. She says Limerick went out, got scratched by the Cats. Kilkenny got hurt last year, we're back. Watch this from Anne. What do you think, Eamon?
Ash looks as if it was a great win, and like, you know, it's great to see the supporters and all happy. And but like Nicky said, you know, it's still only April or March, even not even April yet, and you know, coming into the league final now in a couple of weeks. And you know, as we saw in other years, like, the league form might necessarily go into championship for some teams, albeit Limerick have had success in the league in recent seasons. But you know, the last time Kilkenny won the league, I think, was against Tip in 2018, Kieran, in the park, remember? And you know, we had a decent showing that year, but we came on stuck in a quarter final ultimately against Limerick that year, which was their first All Ireland win after so many years. So you know, I'm just looking forward to this league final now, and I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with Jamin. We have another text in here. Standard of refereeing Saturday was abysmal at times for both teams. Are the GAA using the league as a platform to try out a new carding system? Every foul seemed to warrant the card. Crazy stuff. The referee in the Clare Tip game yesterday was miles behind the play. Very unfit. Think the GAA has to look at the soccer model and maybe make referees professional or semi-pro. The day of a ref with his tongue hanging out at the corner of his mouth and holding his chest is long gone. So much on the line these days. Players are almost professionals. What do you think, Pat?
Well, whatever you do, don't bring in VAR.
It's only fair to point out, those referees are, despite what the listener is after saying, I can tell you that those referees go through a fairly vigorous training program. Now, maybe they're still not fit enough, and I'm that's fair enough, but to think that those guys are not rigorously checked in terms of that, I mean, they do, and if they fail programs, you saw there was a lot of trouble with the football referees in particular 6 weeks ago, so that wouldn't be a fair criticism. I'm not sure fitness is necessarily the issue. I think it is about applying the rule and applying maybe a little bit of common sense. I mean, look, at John Conlon could have easily got 2 yellow cards yesterday, and he didn't get it. So it what frustrating listeners or people at the match is just that level of that consistency is just not there in decision making, and that's the dilemma.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that you won't see those 3s in the championship or yellow cards.
Yeah.
Otherwise we won't have anyone playing.
Yeah, Eamon, what were your thoughts on the Tip and Clare game?
Oh, sure, at the start, like, it looked like Clare were going to run away with it, with 7 or 8 points up after nearly 10 minutes, and you know, then Tip kind of showed flashes with Jake Morris with the great goal there and that, but just the way they were so open again after that to let David Fitzgerald run through, like, the bit of a cynic in you kind of say you wouldn't be advocating dirty play, but kind of pull him down, like, or stop him, you know. Now he's a very, very good player, and he's after coming on leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. He's probably the best player of the league, I think, in my opinion so far. But it was just that kind of thing. I thought they were a bit naive, and then they just fell apart, like, in the second half, the freeze. Do you know, they just seem to, I don't know, the Tip know what their best team is at the moment.
Yeah, no,
and the same last year.
I think so as well, yeah. I think too.
I thought missing the freeze soaked the confidence and the energy out of them altogether. You know.
Well, we met Liam Cahill at the Dogs in James's Park on Friday night, and Pat will tell you there, he was up for winning this match, there's no question about that, but you could see his body language on the line, even if, and I'm not a lip reader, but you could very easily understand his lip reading, what he was saying to both the referee, Liam Gordon, and also maybe to about some of his own players, what he was saying to Mickey Bevans. He was utterly frustrated on the line. It was just one of those days that, you know, if they tried anything, it would just go wrong. 4 different free takers, and the end up with something like 19-20 wides, and about half of those were from frees, using 4 different free takers.
Yeah, I don't know, I just wonder, Eamon, is Liam Carroll's kind of style getting found out a bit too, you know? Is it's all action, you know, but there's not, even for the puck outs yesterday, how easy Clare, they conceded puck outs to Clare and all, like, it's, I don't know, is it really working for him, a Tip?
It's hard to know, like, it worked underage, you know, when he had all those teams coming up, and I wouldn't lay all the blame with Liam Cahill. I think when you go back even to Liam Sheedy's time, I mean, he didn't really bring on a lot of players at that time. He went to win the All-Ireland, he won the All-Ireland, you know, then he stood on for a year or two after that, but, you know, once he won that All-Ireland, that was kind of it, and then you had Colin Bonner coming in, so there was an awful lot of changes and unhappiness and Tip, and Colin Bonner only got 1 year, you know, which I thought was probably harsh enough at the time too, so I wouldn't write Liam Cahill off yet either, no. I think he's a good coach.
Right, that's where we leave for tonight. Thanks to Nicky, Eamon and Pat for joining me in the studio. Thanks to Mark Dowland for joining us on the phone, and Andy Comfort. And most of all, thanks to you for listening at home, and of course our sponsors, TC Tyres. Stay tuned after 7 for Country Time with Martin Morris. And until next Monday night, good night and God bless, and we'll talk to you then.
TC Tyres, world of Gaelic games.